The following is rated PCMA. It contains strong language, sex, wokeness, and real talk, fam. It is intended for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised that way.
No shade, yes, punchies.
Good times.
He always, because he always on time to everything. That's why he said it's 11:15. Oh, I'm dead. I'm not ready to hear it. You ain't seen this piece of the mic in the video?
At all.
Oh, my gosh.
At all.
I like this. But, yeah, I don't have Peacock, but yeah, they said this is really funny.
I'm going to watch it.
All in favor of Snoop Dogg commentating sporting events moving forward, say
aye. Oh, God. He legit needs to. All right, let's get this thing cracking, man. Whoops. I gotta connect. Hold on, people.
I'm like, you know, you didn't hit record right, and you can't get your music straight.
My bad. It's a Sunday. It's raining.
I was gonna say, and it's dreary.
Yeah, it's hella rainy. I'm gonna get the energy up though. Hold on.
Look, you've been in a row. You can't come through.
Yeah, I can't come.
You can't come through with the low energy.
Guys. Dry eyes. What? What are you talking about, sir? All right, let's get this thing motherfucking cracking. Huh? Let's go. We turning up. One time for the one time, oh, hey. No shade, just palm trees podcast. So tonight, let go.
Drop it low just for him.
Drop it low for Jesus.
You know what?
Keep the Lord in mind.
Hey, yo, I'm sorry. Let me get a chopped cheese sauce. Smack the shit out of you.
Extreme little bitch, I know you mad as hell. Drip on pussy, you ejecting in the back Chanel. Amazon pussy, I ain't fucking with no average smell. Dreams still getting no chips like the bag step. Niggas, I'ma never fuck. Asking if my ass is real. Pussy game different as fuck. And he ain't trick on you once. I'm a freak, bitch. I need to put his dick in my gut. Being booed up. Come spit in my butt. Real nasty when I fuck him. I'm on team top. Brand new Urus, let him meet it while my seat reclined. Couple rich niggas, it's a few I had to leave behind. Lately, I've been weighing out my options like a Libra sign. Niggas, because my name is Dream, I should sleep with him. Water on the wrist, let the diamonds just sink in. Let a nigga ever try to play me if I link with him. 42 shots and I ain't trying to have a drink with him. I'm the goat of the shit.
Welcome to the No Shade Just Palm Trees podcast. I am your host, Mr. Royce, aka Royce Belafonte, aka my beard don't connect, but bitch, I know somebody who like it. Aka make them do what it do, and I'm sitting across.
Aka you need to find some chill.
And I'm sitting across from the lovely, the beautiful Bonita Sunshine.
Hi, guys.
How are you this week?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm great. I try to keep the energy up. I don't think you like the first song. I don't know why you don't. It's a great song.
Look.
You got to drop it low
for
Jesus.
I wasn't prepared for all of this. I didn't endorse any of this. I don't ever know what he's going to do over there.
Drop it low for Jesus, man. You know, you got to do it one time. You got to keep the same energy, the vibes.
Okay.
It's the vibes.
Okay.
That's all that it is. What'd you do this week?
I
haven't spoken to you all week. This is like the first time, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think we text that much this week.
Maybe not. Yeah. I've just been busy at work. Took the dog to the vet on Tuesday.
Still got the dog.
He has lived to see another day, okay? Because he was on the verge of being booted out, left on the porch. Someone come get him.
Vote him out?
Yeah, he was about to be off the island.
No more at the King House.
Yeah, he went to the vet. I talked to the vet, you know, about his stools and all of that, because we had been noticing, like, he had really soft stools, so we think we may have been overfeeding him.
Mm-hmm.
We've changed dog food. Knock on wood, we haven't had any accidents in the house. Good. You must know that his time is limited if he keep doing this.
Yeah, he was like, let me stop putting out this.
Right, like.
These mud pies.
So we still have the dog. Micah had her swimming lesson on Wednesday.
Tight.
What else have I done? Nothing other than that.
Oh, okay. That's good shit.
How about
though?
You? What you been doing this week? What have your days been consisting of?
Let me be the first to say that patience is a virtue.
Okay.
I just want to say that to all the listeners out there. I want to say September 2020.
Okay.
There was a console that came out.
Oh, I saw your post about this.
I'm a great fan of it, you know, because the second lockdown is coming.
It is.
It's coming upon us.
Yeah, y'all might as well get your toilet paper, your paper towels.
Yes. But not before me, though. Just right. Wait.
Your last all. Fill your tank up. Yeah. Fill your gas cans up. Because we're
plastic bags.
Yeah, your plastic bags. We're going into lockdown again.
It's happening. You saw Georgia. They actually going to acknowledge it this time.
Are they?
Yeah, that's what
they
said.
Are they really?
Hey. Well, I mean, what can you do? You know, it's like, sure, Atlanta. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, you didn't do it before. We know you're not going to do it now.
No, you're not. Georgia, Florida, and Texas, Houston was the only ones that was open during the whole pandemic. Great job. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
I'm
cool.
I'm not with it.
No, like, no. Lockdown, like you said, 2.0 is coming.
Yeah, that's all coming. I keep saying to you. Yeah. Every time you talk about something, the Lovers and Friends concert,
yeah.
I keep telling you, 2.0, yeah, you're not going to be
coming.
There.
It's
going to... We just saw Lollapalooza had 180,000 people out there.
Phenomenal.
You know they ain't had no mask on. Because
no.
If you had mask on, I wouldn't be able to hear you singing the song so perfectly.
Well, Giveon, I don't think he needed one. He's like away. He's definitely 6 feet away.
Right.
So,
but
it's coming, people. But back to my story. I woke up because I wanted a PlayStation 5. So what I mean by patience is a virtue. It's a whole year.
Are we back in current time?
No.
Like,
wait.
Oh, we still in 20. Okay.
September 2020. Okay. I wanted this yes. console. I couldn't find it. Sold out everywhere. All through Christmas, people were taxing the fuck out of it. $800, $1,000. I'm not paying that. Fuck that shit. Because I am me, and I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All halfway through 2021, couldn't find it. Not even for my birthday. Not even on Memorial Day. None of that shit. It was sad times. But glory shined upon me. Yesterday.
You got one?
I got it.
Okay.
From the PXtra Exchange.
What is that?
It's I don't know what it stands for. It's PX on a military base. You go there. Parents came through on the come through. I've been up since 5 this morning.
Oh, gosh.
Playing NBA.
I see 2K. It.
2K21.
TheBomb.com?
It is.
Okay.
I think I'm losing sight in my right eye.
Did you pay regular price or was it elevated price?
Regular price.
Okay.
My mom went. They did a ticket system. You had to be there like 2 hours before it opened. It was only 12 people in line. They were the 12 persons or people.
Mm-hmm.
Got the ticket. I was hyped. They paid. I cash apped. Boom. I'm here, baby. Come through lockdown. I'm hype.
And what was this? Like, what was this whole? How did you get it again? You said.
It was at the PX.
Oh.
Yeah. They announced. Well, they didn't announce it. My parents were at the PX.
I don't even know what the PX is.
It's a store. Like, where the soldiers buy all their things.
Okay.
Like rings, anything.
Okay.
Clothes.
Okay.
Civilian clothes, all that stuff.
Okay,
But yeah, that's what they was up there. They sent me the picture on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, you got to be at our house by 6 because we got to be there by 7. I couldn't get on base because there's some stuff going on there.
Mm.
And so they went and got it. So salute to the parents.
Oh, yeah.
I love y'all. Thank you. I probably won't be over there for a couple weeks. Just being honest. But yeah, that's
okay.
What I've been doing.
That's what's
but
up.
Also, I have to give my dad wanted me to send a RIP out to, I believe it was his cousin,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken. But his cousin, Kevin Davis, a.k.a. KD, a.k.a. P-Funk.
Okay.
R.I.P., brother. One love and peace, man. So rest in heaven to Kevin Davis, man.
Yeah, and today actually marks a year of my father-in-law passing. So
wow. Rest
you know,
in peace.
Yeah, time just... Yeah. Time just doesn't play. Like,
no, nah, I don't.
You know, it doesn't seem that long ago. You know, it's still like unbelievable. Right. You know, but we making it, and Jerome is he's doing good, and you know,
that's good. So. That's good. He sent me that clip of that. Yo, that was like Jeezy Trap Jesus.
I didn't even listen to it.
Trap Jeezy Jesus.
He told me he had sent it to you. I said I didn't even listen to
it. I was sitting there like, whoa.
It was off the
chain. This shit is. It's actually banging. Let me see if I can play a couple seconds of it for you guys. And it's catchy as hell because they sampled it. It's some more stuff in it. It's just real trappy. Here we go. Sorry, guys. This shit is it's trap Jesus.
I ain't say this about the gospel song. We just talking about
blessed.
It.
Shit's lit. I'm blessed.
Let's go. You hear them 808? Watch, he finna snap, though. You finna snap. You gonna feel on the water and all that shit. Why?
How did he?
Why? Wait.
Get your phone, text your people, they shit. All the problems and your needs if you just.
Lawyer, doctor, Lego. Wait. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, shout out to Jerome.
We are not gonna play the trap gospel every Sunday. This is where I try to lie.
So if you're listening, please send us your trap gospel music to noshadejustpalmtrees@gmail.com. We appreciate it.
But that's what I'm talking about. You wouldn't even be able to tell that was a gospel song until you heard, you know, Jesus or anything. Yeah. So it's just, it's mind-blowing.
Thanks, Kanye. Because now all of it sounds the same. I'm like, whoa. Whoa.
Are you waiting?
I don't believe it.
Anticipating?
I don't believe
Donda?
It. Don't believe it.
Okay.
I don't think it's coming this week.
Okay.
I think maybe I say September-ish. He did the same thing with his Jesus album, that gospel one he did. So it took like 2-3 weeks for it to come out. I don't think it's coming.
So you're not anticipating.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
He's one of those people, I got to believe it. I got to see it to believe
it. Right, when it actually drops.
Yeah. I need somebody to tweet and be like, oh, I got it. I'm like, oh, shit.
It really is out.
It's out. But you not going to Lovers and Friends?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm not. You aren't either.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm really not. I have no intentions of going.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm no. No. It sounded good, but no.
Oh, you really aren't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I didn't. No. Look, I'm over here thinking you playing.
No, I'm serious. I'm not going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool on that.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I don't want to die. Die.
Yeah, and you know. The Delta variant is what they're saying is just like, even that I think is attacking the kids.
Yeah.
More so than COVID did.
Yeah.
So I'm just.
My whole thing, and we can get off of this. My whole thing is I don't like how they're politicizing it all. They're making. They're pitting vax versus non-vax. They're pitting left versus right.
Let me tell you.
It's weird.
Let me tell you. So, my job, we had a whole, they call them the town hall. So,
yeah.
We have these meetings with, like, the higher-ups, and they discuss, you know, the company, what's going on. And, of course, COVID came up.
Right.
And, you know, they have a chat open where all the employees, you know, where I work can drop questions. And when I tell you, they gonna turn that chat off. I ain't never in my life seen, like, you had people in the comments going, like, people you could tell were vaccinated going back and forth with the unvaccinated people. And what sparked it is the question was asked, like, are they gonna require us, all associates, to have the shot
to
work there? Or, you know, to be in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just saying how, you know, they've been speaking with legal teams and they didn't really have a yes or no. It sounds like it's something that they've considered.
Mm.
Dear God, what did they say that for? Because people were just, they were just going off like, you can't do that. You know, you could tell which really they can if they want to.
Yeah.
They can.
Yeah. It's a private.
Yeah. And this is. You yeah. can. Yeah. You could do that. If mm-hmm. they want to say you can't, you know, we are requiring and you, yeah. they can do that.
Same way with the drug testing.
Yeah, I don't understand why people always feel like they can't do that. Yes,
it's
they can.
My right. They're like, what?
Yeah, so they're going to turn them comments off because it was just too yeah. much going on and I was just flabbergasted. I was just like, huh. And it says anonymous, but you know on jobs, you be thinking, is it really anonymous?
But you know now they track everything with your IP address.
Ah.
So it doesn't fucking matter if you're anonymous.
They were like, going ham.
They track everything. That's yeah. how they, that's how, and that's what I learned. Mm-hmm. That's how they're able to market certain ads to you.
Oh, okay. It's
via your IP address.
So it ain't technically the government listening.
No.
They getting into your IP.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, okay, what's the, they'll do a big ping
yeah.
of the area around and look at your IP address, look at the last shit. And mm-hmm. that's how they can pick the last shit okay. that you've been searching, why it pops up on Facebook or why all of a sudden
right.
here's an ad for whatever.
God darn Buffalo Wild Wings, yeah. get off of here.
It is Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah, that's how they do it.
Okay.
It's weird. It's weird. But, yeah. you know, it's a part of marketing.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
It was just a lot. I couldn't yeah. even focus on what they were talking on because I was in the comments like,
comment section.
Scrolling. they going back and forth. Oh, my yeah. gosh.
Comments are the comment section of anything is the best.
It was so much.
It's the best.
Just
I like, love
just
it.
Shut it off.
Yahoo is the best for the comment section, too.
Really?
Yahoo, YouTube. YouTube is number one.
People are so ruthless in comments. Yeah,
the Shade Room is notorious for it, too. Justin LA Boy is comment section is fucking treacherous. It's treacherous.
Like, he low key annoys me.
He does.
I think it's because everybody is always sharing his posts. Like he's so prolific and prophetic, but and
this is the thing.
All of the above.
For people who are willfully ignorant, I would say it like that. If you do anything on the Twitter real estate,
mm-hmm.
you can see that he actually is the guy that we talk about.
Mm.
He takes people's statuses that are really prolific, profound.
Oh.
He's not creating these.
Like literally his whole page is just.
Yeah. He's not creating these. He's
yeah.
taking other people's statuses and making them his own. So.
And got the nerve to have 3.6 million followers.
Yeah. I actually watched this show. It's okay.
Okay.
It's not bad.
I tried to watch the episode with Saweetie.
Yes.
And it just, I think I told you at the time, it just started annoying me the way she was answering the questions.
Yeah.
Like everything was, it was just annoying.
Yeah, it's weird.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like how people like use the stuff he posts as like the gospel. Like some of the shit is real. Like don't get me wrong, a lot of the shit he says is real. It's heartfelt.
It is, but
the toxic shit that's the ones that get the most likes. You know, it gets the most comments. It's the weirdest shit ever, man. I'm just not down for all that toxic shit. It's not fun to me. I don't even like making fun of it because it's just weird.
Yeah.
Just like, did you see that? That couple, I don't know. It was a couple. I guess they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video going around on Twitter and Instagram of a couple that broke up. He was getting stuff out of his trunk. I believe it was his ex-girlfriend's trunk. And she tried to reverse and hit him, but he dodged it. And then he ran up to the front of the car, and she tried to run him over, and she ran into the brownstone.
No, I didn't see
and he started
any of
that. Laughing. He was
oh
laughing.
My God.
Like, ah, bitch. Like, it's all toxic. It's yeah. all bad. But I'm just sitting there like, oh, fuck, man. This is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
This is all bad. Yeah, it's all bad. I don't like anything about this shit. People
yeah.
in the comments section going off. Like, I blame Baby Boy. I blame it because like that film didn't do what it was supposed to do,
uh-huh.
what it was intended to do.
Mm-hmm.
I believe John Singleton made that film to not highlight and like celebrate toxicity.
Right.
He made it so you could be like, just like he made Boys in the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't glorifying gang life.
Right.
He was just like, we got to make a change. That's what Confucius. What about I say Confucius? That was what Fuchsia.
Future.
sensational. That's what that's what his dad was supposed to be.
Right.
He was supposed to be the one, you know, trying to change the hood and all that good stuff. But everybody, of course, is easy. People get drawn to it. Mm-hmm. They get drawn to Doughboy.
Yeah.
And they, you know, when Ricky got shot, it was like really sad. Now you're sad. You're right. Not sad throughout the whole movie. Throughout right. the whole movie, you're like, oh, yeah, that shit hard. I want to hang out on Crenshaw Boulevard. I want to walk around. That shit dope.
Yeah.
But now you're sad because somebody died. No, the whole movie is sad.
Yeah.
It's sad yeah. as fuck, period. It's nothing to be like, oh, I want to sit down and watch this.
Yeah.
This shit is sad.
It's a great movie, though.
Yeah, it is a great, movie. A great movie. It is. But Baby Boy was supposed to do that, but it didn't. It mm-hmm. just didn't translate. We sat there and was like, fuck your fort, nigga. That shit's funny. I want to do that. I want to slap a woman and make her make me make tacos. Like, that's what I want to do.
That's the level of toxic you
want
to be.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's real love.
Right.
That shit's sick, man. And there's no way. There's no way. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But I guess that's just where people are at.
Mm-hmm.
The dating. I was talking to Asia this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The dating real estate is Trinidad trash.
Really?
It is doo-doo. Okay.
Poo poo.
Poo poo doo doo. I don't like any of it. It's no fun.
Mm-hmm.
I will stay here. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
You go stay on planet singled yeah, singledom.
I don't like it at yeah. all. It's not fun. It's not fun at all. I'll come in here and talk about a date or two.
You've been on a date?
Not oh. really. I try to set them up, and then I just cancel them.
Really?
I don't like it. I don't like the energy.
Recently?
Yeah, I don't like the energy. A lot of my old work doesn't want to participate anymore because they have found themselves.
Wait, you hold on. Skirt, rewind. Mm-hmm. You tried to set up dates with people you already knew or people you randomly met?
It's people I've known.
Never dated.
Never dated.
Okay.
Like, yo, you know, I never gave you a chance. Why don't you? And then after that, I was like,
I see why I never gave you a chance.
Yeah, I'm cool. You stay over there in that corner.
So did you like plan a whole date and then?
No. I was
you
just,
didn't get that far.
No, I was just like, this would be cool to kick it with her.
Okay.
Then I was like, nah, I don't want you in my space. I don't want you here. I don't. I don't like you. I don't really like you like that. And I'm not having sex. So that's okay. The other thing. Like that energy is not there for me anymore.
Okay.
So I'm just sitting here like, I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm. No thanks.
Really not interested in what your throat does. Okay. Because like, I know I was talking that shit, the gawk gawk, you know, all that. It was cool, but my energy level has been astronomical.
Oh, good.
Since I have not been pouring into other people.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just amazing. I'm good. So, like, even when it comes to dating, like, they say one thing, or if they text a little bit later.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't take a can.
I'm cool. I'm cool. And now I got the PS5. Oh, nigga. I'm finna disappear on these hoes. Like, the fuck?
Oh, my God.
DoorDash and PS5. What the fuck I need y'all for? I got Jerkmate. Like, what's up? Fuck out of here, man. I don't need y'all. Shit crazy, though. But yeah, dating is trash. It's trash.
I hear a lot of single people say that.
They don't do anything. It's like, okay, here's my thing. A modern woman is like a fucking Frankenstein today.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know what the fuck she is. She just thinks, oh, I got a degree, I got a house, I got a car, I got money, and I'm your equal. You're not my fucking equal. I don't need you to be my equal in that respect.
Right.
I need you to be my equal emotionally, spiritually, not even physically.
Yeah.
Like, I just need you there to support me when I'm down, when I've always told every potential girlfriend this. The whole reason why I'm dating you is because I feel like when my parents pass away, I can lean on you.
Mm.
That's my whole reason.
Mm.
If I can't.
So what qualities like show you that?
Integrity is a big one.
Okay.
I used to have this false sense of like what a perfect woman was. Mm-hmm.
They don't exist.
No, they don't. And then you create the monster yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to be like, oh, she got to be this, she got to have it. Now I just look for integrity and respect. That's it. Integrity and respect. That's all you got to do.
Right.
When I'm not in the room with you, big me up.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Have my back.
Right.
Brandon's a piece of shit. Hold up. You ain't going to talk about Brandon like that because he ain't here. Like, that's what I need.
Right, right.
I need that, oh, get out of my face because my man at home, whatever.
Right.
I don't need that. Oh, I don't need that Ari shit. Mm-hmm. I don't need that. Oh, he just my gay best friend. No. No, bitch. No. You got a nigga all at the crib. Don't need you doing that.
Right.
At the crib. You know, yeah. Fuck that. Especially a high profile case like that. But
yeah,
even on the lowest level with myself, all I needed for you to do is have integrity and respect. When I say, hey, I don't like what you're wearing. Or I say, hey, I don't like that friend that you claim mm-hmm. to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't turn into an argument.
Right. You should take notice of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to control you. Mm-hmm. See, you should be. And comprehension. Let me add comprehension to that list. Integrity, comprehension, and respect. Because it's not just communication. You can communicate all day, but if you're not comprehending what I'm mm-hmm. saying, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
So yeah, for me, it's just those three. Because if you are able to comprehend, then you'll know I'm not trying to control you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way I feel is not an argument.
Right.
And vice versa. Like if you tell me my homeboy tried to get at you, I'm not gonna be like, nah, you tripping.
Right.
That's bullshit. Or you telling my homeboy ain't supportive, or he a hater, or even my homegirl, she a hater. I'm not going to sit up there, nah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Now, if you.
It's going to make you think, like, yeah. Well, let me. Why do you feel that way?
That's what I'm saying.
And then allow it. That will give you a chance to, like, step back and say, can I see these things that my mate is seeing?
Right. Yeah. That's where it comes from. It mm-hmm. shouldn't just be like, oh, you're insecure. Bitch, you're making me insecure. Like, you can do that. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Oh, I'm going to just go because fuck this. I need to blow off some things. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't bring your ass back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not playing these games, man. It's crazy. But the modern woman is a Frankenstein because she has all these modern things,
mm-hmm.
which is great. I celebrate that.
Right.
But then she wants to be treated in a traditional way. And that doesn't work like that. Like, oh, a man got to pay all the bills. Okay, so why do you have a job? Why do you have a car? Why do you have... So, like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm paying all the bills, then you planning all the vacations? Like, what's going on here? Right. Are you paying for all the kids stuff?
Right.
I'm confused.
You need the reciprocation.
I'm confused there. Because if I'm paying for the vacations, the kids, the car note, like, I know, what the... No. No.
And I've seen a debate, like, probably some months ago... You know, someone was talking about, yeah, my man pay all the bills, XYZ, which is great. But,
yes, fantastic.
You know, like I think we spoke on it. Like, that's not for everybody.
No.
Like, that's not everybody's reality. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You shouldn't
absolutely
be looked down on, you know, women who are paying bills.
He's not less than a man either.
Right.
He's not. And his measurement of a man is not his pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And strengthen your argument, ladies. Don't just go to, oh, you ain't a man. You a beta. You are like, don't go to name calling. Like, just strengthen your argument. Like, just just get better. Get some facts under your belt and be like, you know, and some logic. Mm-hmm. Apply some logic here. Just, you know, this works over here. You know, there's no one size fits all for relationships.
Right. You have to do what works for you. What works for your best friend may not work for you, and that's okay.
And that doesn't make y'all not best friends no more.
And you don't have to be exactly alike.
Y'all
don't.
That's
the beauty of it all.
It's so weird. That's what's weird to me. Like, everybody wants to be the same.
Yeah.
There's no... Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Cut it out, guys. All right. I'm a freak nasty person. I don't expect my friends to be freak nasty with their spouses, and I'm sitting up here like, yeah, we the freak nasty clique. Like, I'm not, I don't want that. You know, I'm not doing that. All right. It's fucking weird, man. But yeah, dating is trash. It's trash.
Oh man.
And women just feel so entitled. And what's this thing like with women wanting to be handled.
What do you mean?
Like, I want a man that can handle me. Like, what is that?
I've never said that.
Oh, I mean, of course you've never said it.
I don't feel that way. I don't want to be handled.
I want a man to handle me. I'm like, what?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't even know.
You would have to ask the person that's saying that. Like, do you?
It's
you
on want the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, I see it all on Twitter.
Does that mean you want someone that takes control? Do you want someone that leads? Like, what do you mean by being handled? Because when you say handled,
yeah,
it kind of sounds like, eh.
Yeah, like you're an animal.
Like, I don't want to,
Yeah, yeah.
Handled.
Like, come here.
So, yeah, maybe in the sense of, I'm almost thinking, like, does it mean they want a man that will put them in their place, like, when they're acting?
Like a kid?
Maybe.
That's wild. That's wild. That's a far... See, that's what I'm saying. Women have this false sense of what masculinity is, too.
Right.
They don't even know what it is. Like, I think women are getting to the point where some are getting to the point where they are or have forgotten what a woman is or how to be a woman. So they're so caught up in trying to be or find this masculine, super masculine male that doesn't exist.
Ah, yeah.
Because it's just not true. We're not a packed.
Yeah.
A pack type of people. We're group oriented. We're family oriented, tribal. But we're not like pack oriented. Mm-hmm. We vote our people in. We're more democratic.
Right.
in that respect. Like some people do have like leadership capabilities and they just shine when they walk in a room. But
yeah. And, you know, like we've spoken on before, again, stop looking for the perfect mate.
Yeah, man.
There's just the reality of the situation is there are just going to be some things about a person that may not be ideal, but you should probably look at the other side like, okay, this is not ideal, but let me look at the other positives in this person
right. That
can maybe outweigh this one thing that kind of has you like, eh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You would think. And it sounds good until you're thrown into the pits of hell.
Yeah.
It sounds, oh yeah, you know, I made all these promises, but
yeah,
hit him with the Drew Hill. Oh, my dad said he's...
Oh, I thought you were about to play
too. Oh, no.
I looked over like, which one?
No, my dad, because I had texted him, he was like, that was his first cousin, Kevin Davis.
Oh, man.
His first cousin, my second cousin. So RIP, man. Sorry about it. I never met him. But yeah, RIP. My pops was real. Let's lighten up the mood here. Okay. So.
Yeah, because it was about to get really daunting.
Yeah, my dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting on the porch yesterday after they came back and got my PlayStation ticket.
Okay.
He told me about this cologne back in the day, right?
Okay.
It's called HAI. It's high. he said it was hot karate.
Okay.
So it's this cologne aftershave actually. That when you put it on, it's dangerous because you have to fight women off of you.
Really?
I was
like
fucking
karate?
Yes. I was fucking weak. I was like, what the fuck? It's called HAI karate.
I'm gonna look it up. Do men still do aftershave? I guess older gentlemen, right?
Yeah, I think that's some old head stuff.
High karate cologne.
Yes, it is hilarious. He said his dad used to wear it.
Oh,
it's the funniest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Here's a bit of the commercial.
Karate aftershave. If a man uses too much, he's asking for trouble.
Oh.
And usually finds it. Because just one whiff drives women wild. Makes men irresistible.
He chopped the whole head off.
Fortunately, every pack of high karate
contains indispensable
instructions on self-defense. High karate aftershave.
It's ridiculous.
Wait a minute.
I was like, Pops, you used to wear that? He's like, yeah, man. Get the ladies going.
You know what? P-O-P-S.
But here's the kicker, though. My mom was like, yeah, it smells good. I said, hell no.
And I just looked. It was discontinued in 1987.
It's old as fuck. And it was the funniest shit. He was like, yeah, man, I used to get all the ladies.
Oh, my gosh.
And apparently it was a good smelling fragrance. Like, it worked.
Well, I see. Based on the commercial, he was knocking over.
Y'all got to look it up, man. It's another commercial where a lady knocks on his door.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, what is that, high karate? And he's, like, doing karate moves. He's like, hi-ya, hi-ya, like, trying to fight her and shit. And she eventually gets him because the smell is just too much. It's overpowering.
Oh,
it's just like Sex Panther. 90% of the times it works, 100% of the time. Like, what? It doesn't even make sense. Like, but yeah, that shit's crazy.
That is funny.
I don't want to make it seem like I'm going on the women. I'm ragging on the women. I just have a lot of questions because this whole dating scene has fucked me up. But what is it about women, pretty women in particular,
mm-hmm.
that they're so insecure or they feel like they're ugly, but like the swamp donkeys walk around and they're just like, you know, hands on my knees, shaking ass on some thot shit. And I'm not saying that the ones that are doing that are ugly. I digress. I'm not saying that. Please hear me out. I'm only referencing this. So if you're following my Facebook, I am not referencing those, because those ones that was like, yeah, I'm still doing that shit, is some baddies. They some baddies on God. But I'm asking the question, why do pretty women feel like they're ugly, but swamp donkeys are just walking around like they the baddest shit on the planet?
They just have a different level of confidence.
Is it a false sense, or is it really a different level of confidence?
I mean, if you're calling them swampies.
Yeah, they're swamp donkeys.
It probably, from your perception, would be a false sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it's a sense of maybe they went through stuff, you know, people treating them kind of ways, maybe bullied in school. Maybe it's something that happened in their life that made them this confident. I don't know.
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. But you're right. Like, some of these people, they are super confident. Yes. It's like, dang, can I get some of your confidence?
That's crazy.
You know, I'm not going to wear my belly out, but, you know, they doing that thing.
Do your thing while you do your thing. It's crazy, man. I don't understand it. They just, I don't know. I don't know. I don't like it. I know I don't like it. So if you're a swamp donkey, be a swamp donkey. Do your thing, man. But there are a lot of pretty women that I know that mm-hmm. are low-key, real cool, don't look for attention,
mm-hmm.
don't seek validation through men or women. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just dope, man. And they are just so self conscious of like everything they do, everything that they put on, everywhere that they go. They're just like, oh, I'm not as pretty. I'm like, what? Get the fuck out of here. Do you see you?
Yeah. Like,
come on, man.
Maybe some of them are faking it because they low-key need the validation. So they act like, you know how some people, it's like reverse psychology.
Yeah.
These shoes are so ugly.
Yeah.
I look so fat.
Yeah.
This, that, and the third, for somebody to come back and say, no, you don't.
Oh, girl.
It's not that way. It's okay.
Baby, you fine as shit. You sweeter than flies on honey. Like, yeah, that shit's weird.
Yeah,
but you're probably right about that. That reverse psychology. Let mm-hmm. me still need to get what I need out of it all.
Yeah, like, let me pity party so someone can say something to make me feel better about myself.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. I just don't like how people are just on social media now for the simple fact of engaging. That's all they do.
What you mean?
So they get on there. They'll say mm-hmm. some outlandish shit
mm-hmm.
because just for the simple fact of to have people engage.
To get the reaction.
Yeah, that's it. I don't like it.
That's 95% of social media.
I think I'm about to get off of it,
mm-hmm.
like really off of it, because I don't subscribe to that shit. I don't.
Well, just mute those people if it's.
Yeah.
If it's this always the same one, just mute them.
Yeah.
Or unfollow. You know, your stuff will never show up on your page.
That shit is just, I just was sitting there like, you're not authentic. You're not genuine.
Hey, Facebook, can we get a shut up reaction?
Please. Please. And I just don't.
Shut up.
Now, with that being said, where are all the businesses? Okay, so where are the bad businesses?
Well, like,
you know how you start something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the bad businesses? Like, everybody starts a business and everybody's like, oh, you're doing so good. You're doing so well. Mm-hmm. A rapper comes out. Oh, he's the hottest. He's mm-hmm. the best. Where are the bad ones? Because for a minute, I'm going to keep it a buck.
Mm-hmm.
When the Migos came out, I thought they were horrible. I still think they're horrible. Yeah.
I can't with the straightness song. Like, they say the same thing 27 times.
Getting straight, but straightening.
What does that mean?
What is even that? Nobody even knows.
Straightening.
Offset.
Like, how?
Shit's trash, man.
Shows that, you know, people these days, they don't care about content that makes sense. Just make a little noise.
Yeah.
Throw a little ad lib.
Melody.
Say the same thing.
We good.
Yeah.
We good. A million sold. A million sold. We're good. Like, what the fuck? It's terrible. I don't know. Like, I want to know where the bad businesses are. I want to know where the bad podcasts are. Yeah. I want to know where the bad rappers are. I want to know where the bad singers are. Because everybody can sing. Everybody can rap. Everybody can dance. Everybody can podcast. Right. Everybody can do a business. Like, no, nigga.
Yeah.
Everybody cannot do this.
Right.
Period.
Right. It's not for everybody.
Shit's trash, man. Like, I don't understand. Like, people are so fake and mm-hmm. soft. Like, they're really soft. You can't say shit today and
right
in fear of being canceled or whatever. And I'm not speaking on the baby. I'm just saying.
We're not even going to talk about him because if y'all want to see about it, just scroll through social media. All of your favorite gossip outlets have ran it into the ground.
Please.
And yeah.
Shit's trash.
We're good.
Yeah. I really don't care. I don't care. And I don't. Whatever. Fuck out of here. Don't care. But that was my rant for the week, guys. I just had to get a lot off my chest right quick. Blew my load.
let's talk about a post I saw on social media.
Yes. I love it when you do this.
Yeah, because, you know, they just come up and people are always being people.
Yeah.
They peopling. And, you know, people are trash.
Yes.
So there was a post that went around and, you know, who's wrong in this situation?
Okay.
So here's the text message. It goes, "Hi, my name is Dina. I was referred to you by Jasmine. I wanted to know the price on your detox style combo for mid back length locks. Please. So here we have someone texting a stylist asking mm-hmm. pricing on a hairstyle. So the stylist replied, "Hi, I'm assuming Jazz didn't give you my website."
Okay.
So the girl comes back and says, "No, I'm afraid she didn't. Can you send me the link, please?" The stylist replied, "I can't actually. Sorry, I don't usually respond to inquiries after 5 p.m., but feel free to ask Jasmine for the website, and I'll see you when you book. Thank you."
Wow.
So the girl replied, "That's all right. You're rude. I'm not interested in your services anymore because if I book with you, I'm going to beat your ass. Good night."
What happened?
That escalated quick. What the Okay. Because I literally just had this conversation with my parents yesterday.
Look at us.
And my thing is this.
It's so many things wrong in here.
Yes, it's a lot of things. We're going to get to it.
Okay.
But in general... Mm-hmm. Black people, we have an unspoken code that we're not supposed to bash other black people in public.
Yes.
I do get that. I understand that.
However,
mm-hmm. when you have a business,
mm-hmm.
you now subject yourself mm-hmm. to public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And public opinion is what draws you business.
Mm-hmm.
So if I leave a personal Yelp review...
Yeah.
On any social media platform, it's not a indictment to black culture or black people in general.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back to capitalism where it's supply and demand, customer and business. So if I'm coming to your business, your establishment, and you don't even have the time to give me the necessary information to fund right. or support your business, then I'm going to let you know I'm a displeased customer. I'm unsatisfied.
And you have that right
yes.
to do so.
Now, on the flip side,
mm-hmm.
she did have that right to say what she said.
Who? The stylist?
The stylist.
No.
Wait. She had set hours, which is okay. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Pause. So if she has set hours, mm-hmm. why the hell did she even reply if it's outside her set hours? That text could have waited till the morning.
That is very true. That is also true. That's what I'm saying. I said she had that right. But this is the thing when you have rights. You have to understand that there is a cause and effect in
mm-hmm,
play.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that happen. If I sneeze, I might fart.
Or pee on yourself.
Or pee.
Yeah.
Or spread germs. There's mm-hmm. an effect. Mm-hmm. There's a consequence to whatever it is. I'm oversimplifying it and trying to be funny. But it's for real. You can have that. You can have that in place. Uh-huh. But why did you reply? That's one.
Right.
Two, why not just give her the link right. because you want the business.
Like,
not saying you need it, but you want the business because you have a business.
Like, to me, you just being nasty for no reason. Yeah. Like, I'm coming to you trying to seek your services and you don't even have the decency
at all
to send me the link.
Mm-mm.
Jasmine is not your personal assistant.
Yeah, not your secretary, not your personal assistant.
Like, I'm coming to you directly now. So
yeah,
I'm with the customer. You know what? Never mind. Yeah. I'm going to just take my business elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem is, like we said last week, you know, we scream support black businesses, but these owners, the customer service is lacking.
Yes.
The customer service is just piss poor. Mm-hmm. You know, in this example, she could have had however much it costs in her pocket for these locks.
Yeah.
But you want it to be, like Nia says, a grass bowl.
What does that mean? It's hilarious.
It's asshole without saying.
I love it.
You want to be a grass bowl.
I can't find it. Which one is it? I think it's this one. Hold on.
Toasty.
Yes. I love it. Thank you, Nia. Grass bowl. That is classic.
You want to be a grass bowl. Because...
Now that I know what it means, it's funny.
I know I told like the VP at my job that we were on a meeting and I was like my sister says, they're just being a grass bowl. She bust out laughing, said, hold on, let me write that down. And a couple days later when we were on a call, she was like, where's my paper? Grass bowl, that's what it is.
Hey, the lady that called in, Jess, my friend that called in last week, she said something to me that fucked me up. She said, I forget what she was talking about, but she had said something and no. She had went to go get her hair done.
Uh-huh.
And the stylist had messed up or something like that. Got her back wet with too much water or some shit.
That's the worst part.
Yeah.
Your shirt's soaking wet.
But this is via text, so I'm just like, oh man, that's crazy.
Uh-huh.
And then she was like, yeah, my stylist really screwed the pooch on that one.
Oh,
what? What? What was that? Like, what do you? What is that? What does that even mean? She was like, you know, you messed up. It's fucked up. You know, like it's a country thing because she's really from the country. She's like from the deep country of Virginia.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I don't know if you heard her accent when we called her. She was like, hey, Brandon.
Yes. I did pick up on her country accent.
So, and I joke with her all the time about it. But when she said, screw the pooch, I was like, what? What is that? Like, I don't know if I should laugh at this.
You're like, I
PETA?
I don't.
Where's PETA? I don't know what's going on here. It's the weirdest. Like, people have so many idioms and words and phrases. It's funny.
Oh gosh,
I love it. But yeah, black businesses have to do better. They really do. They have to get better, get stronger in customer service, have a thicker skin. And not saying that the customer is always right, but you have to treat the customer with some type of respect.
Yeah, like that was just so uncalled for.
Yeah,
like What?
Yeah.
You can't. Crazy. I know you got your link on standby. Right. Like, what? You couldn't. Right. So, yeah.
Or you should.
Right.
You should.
I'm with the customer. Bump all that. Don't worry about it. I'll tell Jasmine, thank you, yeah. but no thank you, because yeah. she was nasty.
It's so. True. It's as simple as holding it, copying and pasting. Like,
yeah,
it's too easy.
Or if it's your site, your yeah. business, you could type it really quickly.
Right.
I'm sure.
Right. But that's just my thing. And yeah. also, like I said last week, I just want to reiterate, stop mm-hmm. trying to get rich off of us.
Mm.
Yes, we are black. Yes, we are black people. Mm-hmm. We are the culture. But stop trying to charge us and tax us for shit so you can eat.
Right.
So you can take those vacations. So you can do, like, no, you keep it. You stay low and you keep firing.
Right.
Until you come up.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart didn't come up like it did because it did it overnight.
Exactly. No,
it was years.
Exactly.
Generations of putting in groundwork, charging dirt cheap prices, and then flipping that, and then flipping that. And like, you just keep going. You don't come out the gate.
Right.
And be like, yo, it's $400 for this. Like, for what?
Yeah.
Like, my mom was trying to support a business that I guess one of her family members or somebody, I don't know. I can't remember. But they make purses.
Mm-hmm.
And they were making purses geared towards rappers.
Mm.
So my mom wanted to buy a purse. It was $400. I was like, for fucking what?
Yeah.
What is it made out of? Did mm-hmm. he hand stitch? Did she
is
get this?
Is this a popular brand that's...
No, it's their thing.
Okay.
Like, that's what I'm just like. Okay. You can't come out the gate shooting like that.
Yeah.
Nobody even knows what this is. Like, help. You didn't hand stitch it. You didn't create the design. You didn't do yeah. anything for this. 9 times out of 10, you bought this shit from Japan, China, somewhere.
China.
And you slapped your logo on it.
Right.
Like, that's all that you do. And even if you did create it, I'm not paying $400. And I would tell my mom not to pay $400 for a fucking purse.
No, I was asking because it's a black owned business that their purses are very popular. That's why I was asking if, and I'm gonna pull it up. We don't have to say their name, but I'll ask you if this was, that's why I was asking.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah. it's a brand going around that I see, like, everyone has it. And, it's like here recently always sold out.
Oh, wow.
So that's why I was asking, is it, you know, is it this people?
And that's another thing. Stop being sold out. Really? You can do better. You're supposed to plan for this. Like, this is the thing, though. Like, you're supposed to project every month. Like, unless you make it known that, hey, this is a pop-up shop one time.
Is it this?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nah.
All right.
But this is a one-time thing, you know, like we did with our shirts.
Mm-hmm.
This is a one-time pop-up shop, limited edition.
Yeah.
X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
This isn't. Like, when you have a business, you're supposed to project these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked in a warehouse before.
Mm-hmm.
That is a part of projecting the numbers. Hey, we're about to run out of this. FIFO, first in, first out. Oh. About to run out of this shit. Your eyes are watering. I don't understand what's wrong with you.
You should take my contact out.
You're about to go blind in your right eye. This shit's crazy.
Oh, shut up. You're supposed to point that out. I'm listening. I'm just rubbing my eyes.
This is happening, and your eyes just keep watering and watering. I'm like,
I'm going to sit over here like this.
You're going to walk in like Nick Fury? With an eye patch? Let's pod. What? Okay, Avengers. Like,
whatever.
But you're supposed to project these things. So if you're running low,
so Bojangles is what you're telling me should be projecting the
yes,
chicken.
Yes,
because you should never run out.
You
of
should
chicken
never run out
or barbecue sauce
ever
or napkins
ever
if or
you're,
ranch.
If you have a person that's really doing the warehousing aspect mm-hmm. of it all, I think it's procurement aspect.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, like. How you run out of chicken and you the chicken place?
Yeah, because you know what's the hottest shit. So yeah. You know, like, okay, every week, barbecue sauce, we run out.
Right.
So let me order right. double of it.
Right.
So next week, exactly. I'll be straight. And by the time I get through half of that double, I'll order another triple because I'm still running out. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Why do those of us that don't even work in that industry think like that? Like,
that's
just
what I
order more.
Where are the bad businesses? That's what I'm asking. Where are the bad people?
If it's not gonna go bad by expiration date,
right?
Just order a surplus,
right?
I promise you, it'll get used.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Like, I just don't understand.
I don't get it.
How do you run out of stuff?
And that's the same thing for businesses. Small businesses, if you're creating t-shirts and you know smalls are a popular size, you being sold out is not dope.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, that's not dope, okay?
But
that's not a good
look. Like they're in demand.
No, it doesn't. It looks like you have poor planning. That's what it looks like. You look like you're trash, and you ordered less than what you were supposed to have.
Oh, God.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
You look like you don't know business. Hmm. No wonder why you got fired and started your own business. I get it. I would have fired you, too. But now nobody can fire you now. It's trash. Same with hair. Same with, you have to wash your hair before you come here. I don't understand that.
You have to do that?
No, fuck no. Oh. I see so many people doing that, like so many in-home stylists. Like, it's the weirdest thing. Oh,
you know.
It's weird.
I go to haircuttery, let me rewind. I would go to haircuttery, like, when I want to trim or if I actually would want to get, my hair done.
Yeah.
They're really expensive, if you ask me.
Oh.
I mean, I know, people that get, people spend hella money on braids.
Yeah, they do.
You know, so me complaining about $65, $70 for my hair is probably nothing to them. But to me, it is because, you're washing it, you're drying it, you're trimming and flat ironing it. I don't, whatever.
Right.
Anyway. Right. But what I used to do, because they started getting so expensive, I would just go and let them flat iron my hair.
Uh-huh.
So they got hip, I guess, because people were just coming, hey, let me get a flat iron. They got hip and said, no, we're no longer going to do just flat iron, which it makes sense. They're like, because we don't know what products you have on your hair.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting heat on top of whatever products are on your hair. Yeah. Now we could be potentially ruining your hair.
Yeah.
So they had stopped
that. That makes sense.
They were like, no, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah,
you
that know? Makes sense.
It does, but it's like,
putting, we steaming dirt into your
Right.
flip it over. Like grilled cheese hair.
But yeah, the whole, that's, I'm with you. That's mind blowing, hairdressers having you wash your own hair.
Didn't you go to school for this? What are you doing? Oh, you didn't. You're just doing this at the crib.
Let me see. I was going to say, in their defense, maybe it's because they don't have a way to wash your hair.
Well, you shouldn't be a hairdresser.
But shout out to my hairdresser because she's working out of her place. And she actually, the first time I went, because she worked at haircuttery. She's now doing hair out of her house. She had an inflatable thing to put around your neck to make it like a bowl, so to speak. So it's a little inflatable thing. And then I just laid my head back over her kitchen sink.
That's it.
I was in the bowl.
That's it. That's all you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to cut corners, man. Yeah. If you're not going to charge to wash people's hair, you shouldn't charge the full price for the service.
Very true.
That doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Have your hair washed before you go here, $150 for this. No, motherfucker.
And no hairdressers come for us. This is just our opinion. Yeah. You run your business how you want to. We're just saying.
I guarantee fucking tea. I won't send none of my friends to your ass. And I got locks. I don't give a fuck.
Do you think you'll have your locks the rest of your life?
Yeah.
You don't ever think you'll cut them?
Nah. Unless my hairline recedes or some shit.
You look okay so far.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't fuck with it. I keep juices and berries in it. I just try to maintain. I do wash it.
Okay.
Once a month, I get it retwist.
Okay.
But yeah, I plan on keeping it. And then I'm going to trim it too because I don't want them super long. I don't like that. I don't like sitting under the dryer. I don't like doing none of that shit.
Me either.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I don't like none of that. But I'm gonna keep on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just dope. Wondering.
Yeah. What else you been? What's on your mind? What you been? we just like a venting podcast. We are venting today. You know what else pissed me off? And another thing.
My food. My phone don't work at Food Lion.
For all those who don't know, who are not from the Southeast, there's a chain of grocery stores under the name of Food Lion.
Wait, look, I'm about to be ignorant. Food Lion ain't everywhere?
No, okay. It's not. It's not on the West. It's not.
Really?
Mm-mm. Nah,
they must be peasants.
No.
We must be peasants.
No, but the thing about the West is they have like doppelgangers. So like Carl's Jr. is over there. What Hardee's here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's like they're the same company, okay. But it's
right.
It's just change the name. Same logo, same everything.
Okay.
We have Kroger and they have something else that's the same thing. It's exactly Kroger, but it's just called something else on the West.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, Food Lion, I think they're built in like a concrete bunker. Like, I get zero service.
My phone don't ever work. Soon,
I hope nothing ever happens in the Food
Lion.
Yeah,
don't let me forget something and, you know, I need to call Jerome and say, hey. Do we have noodles?
It's a wrap.
Yeah, we just either gonna have them or not because I'm not gonna be able to call him and see.
That's your best bet. If you ever visit the southeast southern states, just make sure when you walk in the Food Lion, you get it.
Yeah.
Because don't assume. Just get it because you're not gonna have any service. You're not gonna be able to call nobody. Thing. Don't I just it's I hate it.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it. I walk in, I'm like, damn, do I have peanut butter? I would like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich today.
Too bad I can't call anyone.
Yeah. Hey, Ma, can you run? Nope. It was like, doot, doot, doot. Yeah. What?
Call failed.
Soon as you walk outside, boom, 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 boom.
Everything comes through that you missed in the grocery store. And it's usually me with a text from Jerome to say, can you pick up? No, I'm in the parking lot now. Sorry.
I just left the bunker.
Who do you have your cell phone service to?
T-Mobile.
Yeah, they just, maybe it's T-Mobile too, because Jerome was fussing about them this past week. Talk about stuff. How much longer we got in our contract? Because my Apple Music won't load, and it's been like this for 2 days. I said, well, is your phone updated? I don't want to have to always do the updates, because they make your phone worse.
Okay. I love it.
Well, Jerome, when I open my Apple Music, it opened works. Specifically to the song. So, you know, maybe you should update your phone.
That would help. That would help. That's funny. I looked at my phone the other day, and I don't know why I looked at it, but I looked at it like an old person.
All the way
like,
back?
Yeah. And, oh, Lord. It's like, what
you
is?
Don't wear glasses or contacts, do
no,
you?
No. My eyes aren't going bad. I just don't know why I did that. Oh, perfect vision head ass.
Right. Oh. Can't stand niggas like y'all.
Oh, eye of Horace head ass nigga.
Yeah, I got terrible vision.
Like, yeah, terrible. For real?
Yeah.
In both eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's wild.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Micah gonna have it?
I hope not. So far, the last time, she did go to the eye doctor, and they said her vision was perfect, so.
Good.
Yeah, I pray to God that she doesn't inherit my vision, because it's really
Jerome don't wear glasses, though. No,
he's, you know, y'all in the same arena. He got that good vision.
It's the dark skins. Dark skins versus the light. But keeping it on cell phones and T-Mobile, what happened to 5G? And it was supposed to be causing cancer.
I don't know.
And 5G caused COVID, and 5G caused the Amazon to burn down. 5G caused a lot of things when 5G wasn't even up. There was no 5G towers
at
the time.
Right.
But now everybody's like, oh, man, this shit is wonderful.
You know, it's like everything else. It comes in, causes an uproar, then it leaves, and everyone forgets about the uproar that was caused.
Yes. And then same thing, and this is the only thing we're going to say. This is why we're not talking about the baby. Because next week, everybody's going to forget about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be
canceled on everything. And then next week, he's going to have a new album and everyone is going to go
it's
buy
gonna
it.
Be a, it's going to be a fire song, fire beat, same rhyme, same verses, the rhyme pattern. And everybody's just going to love him.
Yeah.
So why talk about him? Who cares?
Bye.
Boy, I swear. Where are the bad businesses? I really want to know. Like, seriously.
It's so disgusting.
Yes. Because every time I get on social media, everybody's like, oh, that's so good. You're doing so good. I'm so proud. I'm so da-da-da-da. Like, this is the thing. They say it takes about 5 years to see if your business does well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 to 10.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is. So all these people that are trying to like come up right now, I don't think this is the truth. They're not going to be around in 5 years, just because they don't have the work ethic,
right.
They don't have the discipline, or the need to even inform themselves on what they're doing. They literally think what they're doing is right.
Right.
I don't like it.
So you want to see? So what you're saying is this: how they be on meetings. So I just want to make sure I'm understanding.
Wait. That's how you know they're not listening. That's how you know they didn't hear a fuck thing you said. But go ahead. That's how you know.
So
that's,
if I'm, they'd be like, so if I'm understanding correctly, what you're saying is you would like to see on social media people bashing the businesses. Pointing out the bad businesses and flaws.
They say that is not what I'm saying at all. All I'm saying is everybody can't be a fucking boss. It's too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Yeah.
Everybody can't fucking do it, man. They just, who the fuck is going to buy your shit?
Yeah.
Who really is going to do it?
Yeah.
Like, that's all I'm saying. Okay. And it's the same thing with, like, all these rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with all these podcasts.
So you're not going to try Saweetie's meal at McDonald's.
Fuck no.
The bootleg 4 for $4. So in the Saweetie meal, you can get a Big Mac, a medium fry, a medium Sprite, 4-piece chicken nuggets, and barbecue sauce.
Yummy.
Sounds like a 4 for $4 to me.
Yes. McDonald's is such haters. We're not haters. Jackers.
I don't understand what the purpose of these, like, you know, Travis Scott had the meal. Like, does it really boost? It's not nothing new. It's not. Just the same food with the celebrity's name on it. Like, I'm not about to pull up and say, let me get the Saweetie meal. Like,
look at that Travis Scott.
Yeah. But it's nothing changed.
Don't you open up the window. No, really open it. I want my food.
Let that Big Mac go. Like, I'm I'm trying to understand the logic.
There isn't any.
Behind it all. McDonald's, you have enough money.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to put a celebrity on a meal.
No.
Or a bootleg meal.
No.
To get more money.
No.
Because I'm not going to rush and order the Saweetie.
But I don't think it's for you, though. Like, our age group, I don't think it's for our demographic.
The meals?
Yeah. I don't think it's geared towards us. I think it's geared towards Generation Z, the people after us.
Mm.
I don't think it's geared towards us at all. Because, you know, Travis Scott, and he is a phenomenal performer. Uh-huh. If you've never seen him in concert, he's great. But Travis Scott is becoming like the Kanye West of that generation.
Yeah.
What will the Sweetie? Chicken shortage. No.
They even put some icy or
some pink ice.
Just can't take.
So why? So I just have a question. It's a legit question. I see.
Saweetie and sour sauce.
That's stupid. That is horrible marketing.
Saweetie. So.
That's fucking trash.
Look, so my guess is that the sweet and sour is going to look like that.
Hell no, that shit ain't going to look like that.
I bet you it is.
That shit look trash. Oh, clip art. No, but my question is this. So why is it? So do we have to deem something racist? Because I'm confused.
Okay.
Like that whole meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Big Mac. It's all the thing that like stereotypically black people love.
Wait a minute. Hold that thought. They got a whole diagram of how Saweetie does it. So fries can be more than a side. So there are fries on the Big Mac with ketchup. Look.
That's just what I was about to get into. I have never seen that.
If it's a dip, it's also a topping. So there's fries with the chicken nuggets with the Saweetie and sour on top, or the Saweetie and sour on top of the bun.
Stop saying that.
Anything can be a sandwich. So it's the chicken nuggets on the bun. Seriously, anything. And then it's French fries with ketchup in between two hamburger patties.
Okay, so yeah.
It's a no for you.
I don't get it. I really don't. It's just terrible marketing. Like I said, people are doing shit for the money. People are saying shit for attention.
Yeah, and the meal is being released at a time when the U.S. is facing supply chain shortages and many staple ingredients, including chicken, due in part to the fast food chicken sandwich wars, which McDonald's recently attempted to enter again, which I had that sandwich again, and it's trash, and I really will not be getting it again. Remember, we had it together?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a no. It wasn't good.
I haven't had it since.
It's not good. Chicken supply is low, and chickens can't hatch enough eggs to meet demand.
It's because it's not chicken.
It's gotten so bad that Popeyes began stockpiling chicken ahead of the release of its new chicken nuggets.
That's what you do.
The Travis Scott meal was so popular that it resulted in a shortage of quarter pounders, and they had to ration ingredients to make sure restaurants each had adequate supply.
Ration. This is all like first world problems. This shit is stupid, man. It's first world problems. That's all.
Yeah, I'm
it
not
is
getting it. I'm not. I don't even like poor Saweetie and sour sauce. No.
What is the Sweetie song?
Icy.
Isn't
it called? Don't she have a? That's my type. That's my type.
Oh, I don't like her. I like the other chick. What's the other chick? I'm a rich ass, trick ass bitch from the South. All right, I like her.
Yeah, I know that song, but I don't know.
Sweetie. Let me look it up. Sweetie.
Saweetie.
It's with an A?
Saweetie.
Oh, that's ignorant. That's ignorant.
It's Saweetie.
Let me see.
She the icy girl.
Oh, hell no. Nah, I don't like her. Nah. Hey.
Fresh nigga, hey, nigga, that's my type.
Hey, that's my type, bitch, that's my type. Hey, yeah, nah, I don't like her. I don't like her. That shit got me hyped for a couple seconds. This is my shit, though.
So
I like Lotto. Big Lotto. That's so, my hey, 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 throw it back. Let me catch it. Nasty.
Oh, gosh.
Slut bucket.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So you're not.
I'm not fucking with Sweetie. Now, if Lotto has something, then I'll be all in there. If they had the Lotto buns, and then I'll be like, yo, trying to eat those. What's up?
You're not trying to with a tap in. No.
No.
Tapping into the Saweetie meal.
I hate that term. I hate tap in, and I do use it on some of the promotions, but I just know that kids love that shit. I also hate. Man, hell nah. That shit trash. I don't like Sweetie. Oh, that's the same chick. Now that I think
that's
about it.
That's Quavo's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I'm not going to say that. Listen. I was about to say he dodged the bullet on that one. But that's the same chick. I seen a video going around. She met J. Cole outside of his tour one time, and she tried to rap for him, and J. Cole was like, nah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Nah. So, but much success to her, and it's great that she's in the game.
Yeah,
I'm not hating. I don't want to be that the black
don't
man
be that
that's,
guy.
Yeah, the black man that's tearing down black women. Like, what happened to like me having my own opinion and feeling the way I feel about? Like, I don't have to like everything y'all fucking like.
I know.
Period.
I know. Look,
fam, that looks disgusting. Is that even a real burger? Like, they don't even be eating that shit.
I don't know.
Shit's weird. But if Lotto had a burger, I'd eat the fuck out of her shit. That's all puns intended. I eat the fuck out of Lotto. Big Lotto, bitch. I'm yeah. like, yeah. If I was her dude, I'd be like hyping her to fuck up. Like all the oh man, you spit that shit, girl. Like hype as shit. She the baddest in the game. What the fuck y'all thought this was? Like the all the DJ shit. Oh shit.
Yeah. So yeah, cool. Y'all go get you a Saweetie meal. I think it's dropping August 9th.
Let us know how it tastes.
You know, so if you know you want to try it out,
big vibes.
Saweetie and sour. you know,
that shit sounds terrible.
Let us know how it is.
What's going on though? Huh? Excuse me, I just burped. what's going on with Fred Durst, man? I think he's going through a midlife crisis.
I don't know what has happened.
He apparently is, what was that movie? Us.
Mm-hmm.
He's Richard Bronson's Us doppelganger. Like, 'cause he looks just like Richard Bronson. For all those who don't know who Richard Bronson is, he is the Virgin Mobile president, or was Virgin Mobile president. And the Virgin Airlines and all that shit. Fred Durst has like, what do they call that? Like a swoop? Like the white boy swoop.
Yeah, he got the hair blown in the wind.
It's the weirdest thing.
I hope it's just an out.
I hope it's fake. I hope it's for a TV show.
Yeah, all of that.
Because he looks horrible. It's just a bad look. I don't know how I came across this. I think I was on Yahoo.
Pause. So I'm listening to you and just scrolling through. We were just talking about black businesses and someone is complaining about a black business on La Burnham.
Talk to him.
You want me to read
yes,
this?
Yes. Okay. I want to hear. Where are the bad businesses?
I found them.
Yes.
All right. So have you ever been to Jackie's on La Burnham?
Oh, I heard about it, though.
Okay, so this person says that they will never get another dollar from her again. We called and placed an order at 8:28 p.m. We drove from Southside to the restaurant. Mm. They come out, take our cash, and state that the food will be right out. The young lady that took our money comes out 45 minutes later and says, y'all ain't get your food yet. She comes back out to say they had to drop more chicken. Now, it doesn't take 45 minutes to fry 10 damn wingdings. She sends the manager out now. By this time, it's been an hour. She says there was a mix-up in the kitchen. So here we have two lies and still no food. She offers two extra sides or pieces of coconut pie. We settled for the sides and the food came out. Now, by this time, it's been about an hour and 15 minutes, and we're so irritated, we take the bag and pull off. Heading back home, and literally 4 minutes away from our house in Carytown, we get a call from the restaurant saying our food is ready. Look in the bag, and we're missing half our order.
What happened?
So now we drive back, and I let them know we want our money back. All this driving and waiting, and y'all still can't get it right. We get back, and the manager comes out with the bag and no money. I let her know we expect our money back. We just drove all the way back from the opposite end of La Burnham at the highway. She asked for the extra food back in exchange for the money. Whoa. Now, at this point, I'm puzzled. We drove off with this food and you're taken back in your establishment to do what with it exactly? After all that BS, we have cold ass food and it's 10:09 and we are just finally on our way home. So I say this to say, this place has the absolute worst customer service that I have ever experienced. And as we were regulars before, we would take our money elsewhere from now on.
Yes. Bravo. Bravo to that lady for actually writing that. I don't want you guys to get the impression that I'm excited about some negative comments. But my thing is this. You have to be realistic. All of these businesses, you try to support them, you try to be there for them, and they just won't do the right thing.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at the comments. Like, people are saying they have really bad customer service. The meatloaf, they got meatloaf one time and the inside was still red. People gas popular folk stuff.
Yeah, see?
Went there before COVID. It was a group of us. Half the table got their food an hour after ordering, and the other half of the tables came 30 minutes after that.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
My parents been there before. They say they'll never go back.
Really?
Yeah.
This place?
Yeah. They don't like it. It's the soul food place, right? Jackie's Soul Food? Yeah. They don't.
Someone asked, do y'all go this hard on white companies?
Yeah.
Somebody said, if they wrong, they wrong, no matter the color or the race.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, the fuck? I think we go even harder on white companies.
Somebody said, what race got to do with customer service?
Facts.
I've seen plenty of people bashing McDonald's.
Facts. Ice cream machine is international.
But maybe we do hold black businesses to a different level.
And we
want them to be better than others. So maybe we do. But I can say I've seen people complain about not black owned businesses. Yeah. So I don't think it's necessarily Effortless. About. But I was giving you an example because you wanted to know where all the bad customer service is right here.
Yeah, it's all right there. It. So if y'all ever want bad customer service, go to Jackie's on Laburnum. It's great. You ever just in a shitty mood and just want shitty service, just go ahead and go there. Because the food is great. I don't know who the fuck wants to order something and wait an hour for it. I don't know who. Y'all show me who.
I just don't.
I love it.
I don't understand.
I love it. I love it. I was following, I'll be on Twitter, you know, promoting our podcast. And there's a lot of people that sit on there and they ask like questions like, what makes it a good podcast? Mm-hmm. And, you know, people, I answer and I said, you know, I think what makes a good podcast is people that actually research and understand what they're talking about and are able to convey that message.
Right.
So I just want to say I commend you for everything that you're doing, even though a lot of this is like improv. A lot of our conversations, we had a whole docket for y'all and I fucked it up because I went on a rant.
It's okay. Don't always have to follow the book, quote unquote.
But I appreciate you for researching and doing that because I really do appreciate when I listen to a podcast and they have knowledge of whatever. It doesn't have to be like when people talk about music, I much rather hear it from somebody who was in the music industry.
Ah, gotcha.
Versus, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is why we kind of steered away from like being a music podcast. Because at first it was like real heavy on it. Mm-hmm. Like hip hop, this, that, and the third, sitting on the block and that, the dirt. And then I was just like, you know what? We're not really, not validated in that arena.
Mm-hmm.
So our opinion
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's like flicking a penny into an ocean.
Yeah.
Like, what? What the fuck are y'all doing? Who are y'all? So we'll steer away from that.
Yeah.
So now we're an edutainment podcast. I learned that. I learned that from marketing.
I saw. I saw you hashtag that. I said, okay, I see what you did
there. Taking marketing classes. Fuck with your boy. Marketing classes. Fuck with your boy. So, yeah, you learn shit like that.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you. I just want to say that. And
no problem.
We're going to get up out of here. All right, thanks for sticking with us through this whole...
Yeah, we didn't talk about nothing.
We don't like shit podcast. That's exactly what it... I don't know. It was I guess it was the drop it low for Jesus that like... it brought it out of me. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I really had zero intention of going down that road.
Oh my God.
But it just so happened to be that way.
Yeah. But wash y'all's hands. You know, we going back into COVID 2.0.
COVID.
Wash your hands. Wear your mask.
Where are you?
Lysol your stuff down.
Yeah, for real though.
Stay inside. Yeah. Outside may look open.
Yeah, it does.
But the Delta is open.
The Delta. The JetBlue variant. The American variant.
It's open. It's ready.
Hey, what's your music pick?
I came across... I don't even know how I came across this. It's some group, I don't even know what to say, but they're called Alt, Bloom, and Nash.
I've never heard of that.
And this song is entitled Text Talk Touch.
Wow.
I'm going to send it to you so you can listen to it. Talk
Touch. That's T-cubed.
Yeah, T-cubed. Oh. I liked it, though. Blah. It was boppy.
I like that.
What you got?
I'm going with Flower Child. His name is spelled, I think it's a he.
Okay.
Because I screenshotted it and I listened to it, but I don't remember it right now because I'm listening to Drop It Loaded for Jesus. But it's Flower Child. His name is spelled FLWRCHYLD.
Okay.
And it's called Feel Your Love.
Okay.
It's a nice little groovy bop for you guys.
Little alternative music picks this week.
Yeah, I like it. I like the vibes. You got to text me that so I can remember. Okay.
I just sent you to YouTube. Look, I'm ahead of you.
All right. You procurement.
I'm ahead of the game.
That's the word of this podcast. Procurement and the energy is, I don't like that shit. I don't fuck with none of that shit. So, man, just stay positive out there this week, man. Keep your head up. Also, maintain 6 feet of distance, I guess. And just remember, one day life's gonna flash before your eyes. Just make sure it's worth watching. Have a good week, y'all. Hey,
talk to a week.
Talk to a week. Talk to a hand.
Wait.
Hey.
I must be an H&M.
Smiley, smiley, kissy face. Heart emoji, you don't know me, but you know I love the chase. It's been simple conversation. How you doing? How's your day? Any plans for the weekend? We should speak if that's okay. So call me if you get a minute to spend. I'm just saying, no hurries, no worries. Till then I'll be waiting. I'm holding this hole on my chest, but I'm patient. I'm patient. It just takes time. Yours, mine.
Surely we can trust where this is going from the dreams, times, late nights. To feeling we can trust where this is going from the text to call to show up, smile to talk to kiss on, call the door to get some, to waking up and in love. Yeah, it just takes time, yours, mine. Surely we can trust where this is going. Trust where this is going.
Yeah. I've been on some hate. How's your day? Hope your meeting went okay. Miss you bad, miss your face. Maybe we should get away. I was thinking we could take a long vacation to Jamaica. You've been patient, I've been waiting. You deserve it, I'm just saying, yeah. All of the dreaming that we could do, from sleeping in bed for a week or two. Do not disturb when they clean the room. It's nothing new to me and you. And when you're hanging with your friends, maybe we could play pretend. You say I'll be home in 10. We know how this story ends.
It just takes time, yours, mine. Surely we can trust where this is going from the dreams, times, late nights. The feeling we can trust where this is going from the text to call to show up, smile to talk to kiss on, call the door to get some, to waking up and in love. Yeah, it just takes time, yours, mine. Surely we can trust where this is going. Falling, falling. From you to me to us. Falling, falling. From text to talk to touch. Falling, falling. From you to me to us. It's falling. Trust where this is going from the dreams, downs, late nights. To feeling we can trust where this is going from the text to call to show up, smile to talk to kiss on, call the door to get some, to waking up in love. Yeah, it just takes time, yours, mine. Surely we can trust where this is going. I trust where this is going. So show me where it's going, yeah.
No shade, yes. No shade, yes. No shade.